Happy Jack, Sad Jack. This time, we have a very, very, very special story for you, because this story has had a gold award. Now that is great, isn't it? And it's going to be told by Angela Clark, a nice young lady, and it has been written by a jolly nice man called Mark M. Bellow. And you're going to listen to it on my podcast. So that is three people who've worked very hard to bring you this story. I think it would be a good idea if we all polished our ears and listened to Happy Jack, Sad Jack.
Once upon a time, there was a boy named Jack. His mommy was white, and his daddy was black. He loved his father and sure loved his mother. He loved little Dylan, his dear baby brother. Jack was quite happy, his smile so bright. He loved running and jumping or flying a kite. It was September, time for Jack to start school. He turned 5 in June, and that was the rule. "Time to start kindergarten," he called with a smile. Mommy was sad. He'd be gone for a while. When the bus came to pick Happy Jack up, he smiled, kissed his family and Banjo, their pup. The bus drove to school, picked up more girls and boys. They all laughed and screamed. There was way too much noise. They pulled up to the school. Kids got off the bus. The teachers all gathered, making a fuss. They all went inside. Mrs. Reed started class. They had lots of fun. The day went by fast. It was soon time for recess. They all went outside. There were playgrounds and gym sets and skateboards to ride. Jack was so happy. He shouted with glee. But then a boy pushed him. Jack fell on his knee. As Jack rose to his feet, he cried out in pain. The boy ran right over and pushed him again. Jack began crying. His knee felt so bad. For the very first time, Happy Jack became sad. Jack returned to his class with a very sad face. He went to the back and stared into space. Mrs. Reed noticed Jack. It didn't take long. She walked over to him and asked, "What is wrong?" "I hurt my knee during recess," Jack frowned, and he cried. He was taught not to tattle. That's why he lied. As more days went by, the mean boy teased Jack. Jack grew sadder and sadder. He refused to go back. Mommy and Daddy became quite concerned. If Jack stayed at home, how would he learn? They talked and talked to decide what to do, then made an appointment with Principal Lou. Mom and Dad went to school to find out what was wrong. Jack was not happy. They brought him along. Lou counseled Jack.
"Son, you'll not be in trouble if you tell me what happened right now on the double."
I won't tattle," Jack moaned. "But this isn't my fault."
"When bad things don't stop, you must tell an adult."
The principal looked at Jack right in the eye. Jack paused with eyes wet. He confessed with a sigh, "A boy pushed me down just because I am black. I was happy before. Now I'm sad," cried brave Jack.
"I'll talk to this boy," pledged Principal Liu. The boy is a bully. He's picking on you. I'll call a meeting. We'll straighten this out. I'll bring in his parents. There should be no doubt. This school will act. Put that boy in place. We must all get along, each religion and race. The mean boy and his parents met with Principal Liu. Jack and his parents were in the room too.
Your behavior was awful, Liu scolded the lad. What you did to small Jack makes us all very sad.
What did he do? The boy's dad demanded.
Tell him, Liu urged. We have caught you red-handed.
I did what you taught, Dad. I pushed little Jack. He shouldn't be here. We're white, and he's black.
I'm ashamed, the dad answered. I apologize. It's not taught at home. My boy's telling lies. Tell Jack that you're sorry. These actions have ended.
He'll have to go home. As of now, he's suspended.
I won't say I'm sorry to someone like Jack.
Then I'm sorry, son. You may never come back.
When the meeting was over, they left in a huff. Jack's parents were grateful that Liu hung so tough. Principal Liu gathered all at the school to tell every student the new golden rule.
To bully is wrong. That behavior has ended. There are all kinds of families, white, black, and blended. People are different in color, shape, size, ears, noses, mouths, and different shaped eyes. Different races and genders, more, too. Christian or Buddhist or Muslim or Jew. But there's one thing in common we all have in this place. We are all valued members of this human race.
So, everyone, that's what happened back then. I'm glad to report Jack is happy again. I must tell you, though, and please don't forget, happiness for everyone's not happened yet. There are lessons to learn from Jack's story in rhyme, and happy ever after may still happen sometime. The ending's on us. We all must stay strong and know in your hearts that bullying is wrong.
Well, I thought that was a super story. But you have only listened to the story, because the story came out of a book that has lots of lovely pictures. If you want to see those pictures of Happy Jack, you must ask your mummy or daddy to go to markmbello.com, and you can see the book at the address in the show notes. Now, that was jolly good, wasn't it?